What's up, everybody? Welcome to a WNBA State of Mind, where we mainly discuss basketball, but we love other sports. Now I'm here with my guy, Don Dada, Dominique Wilford. What's up with my dude? You know, I'm your host, Adrian, aka Goody Goodson. You know, we're here to talk to you about what's hot, what's not on in the WNBA, in the NBA. We're gonna start off with there first because, you know, it's just so much going on, Don, that I feel like a kid in a candy factory, you know, over here. Like when I'm on Instagram and I'm, you know, I really kind of like left my presence from Twitter. It's just not, you know, it never hit for me.
It's consistency, Goody, just with anything in life. People out there, consistency.
Yeah.
Posting every day.
Absolutely. So I'm just like, let me leave it alone because I got so many things I'm trying to do, you know, jack of all trades, and I want to be a master of all of them. So I want to spread myself too thin. But the craziest news of the summer, and there's been so much news basketball wise, from the G League to the NBA to Summer League to trades to, you know, re-signings and all of that, max contracts. The craziest news of the summer to me, Bronny and his cardiac arrest incident. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, it was so unfortunate, you know what happened, and you know, prayers once again out to the James family. You know, I know the James family well. You know, we just hoping that Bronny, you know, gets better. You know, some things are bigger than basketball, and you know, this is one of them, man. You know, when you talk about somebody's health and a health scare such as cardiac arrest, which he was a perfect human being, healthy, young, healthy kid. And to have cardiac arrest, you know, they talk about all the things that go wrong after COVID. And, you know, after you take those shots and things like that, I'm not saying that that was the reason, because no one knows but the doctors and Bronny and his family. But, you know, once again, definitely prayers up to him and the James family. LeBron, you know how we get down. We'll see you in traffic.
I know that's right. You know, peace out to the family, you know, being at the top 100 with him last year, and you know, getting to be around him and know him as an individual and not so much as a basketball player. He's a really good guy, really good kid, very respectful, you know, studies the game, knows the game, is very intelligent, intellectual, and a gentleman first and foremost, which I love the most. And so, you know, peace out to him. You know, one love. You know, we all one big family. We all want everybody to do well. And of course, your health is first, so take your time coming back. You know, make sure that you, you know, take your time coming back, because we want to see you play again. But once again, we want to see you breathing. And so, you know, you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. If you just chimed in, we're talking about what's hot and what's not. We're just getting started. Okay, moving ahead in the NBA. All right. Are we the best team in FIBA? Can we beat France and the boys, or can like Luka and Serbia, like can we win? Like I'm concerned about, you know, the maturity level and the experience first and foremost. You know, our guys are good, they're the best in the world, but those teams have played together for years and years and years. They've gelled, and like I said, we just don't have the experience on the front line this year. So if we win, kudos to us, but it's going to be really, really hard.
Goody, you are 100% right. I think everyone in the basketball community echoes those same sentiments when it comes to USA basketball, and we know we got to give Grant Hill, shout out to my guy Grant and crew, time to, you know, get this thing right and gel this thing, because there have been a lot of mishaps over the years up top. And, you know, they had a big turnover, you know, within USA Basketball. It's a lot of moving pieces, Goody. As you know, you play USA Basketball, it's a lot different internationally than it is, you know, professionally here. So with those moving pieces, we're just really going to have to give Team USA time. And as you echoed, as my guy Gilbert Arenas echoed, you know, we're not winning gold. That's not happening. People just be very patient with this group.
Yeah.
They'll be good, but just not now. They're young.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, if they win, kudos to them. They're going to really have to come together. They're really going to have to gel quickly, because these guys that, you know, from these other teams, and I mean, pick a country. They've been playing together for a long time. You know, it's basically a club team. You know, you go from mini to juvenile to elite. And then now you're playing pro. So, you know, it is what it is. And so good luck to those guys in that department. But, you know, I got to roll back, you know. It's kind of like I'm trying to roll forward, but it kind of, like, this next subject intertwines with this. Why does Trey get overlooked as a leading point guard? I know that's your guy, and you're going to have a lot to say about this. And I've started to watch it, because I'm looking at his page, and he's working out, and he's showing people his strength, and he's you know, and all of these different things that he's trying to speak to, because I'm hearing it's his size, it's his strength, his likability. For some reason, okay, they picked Brunson, Chris Paul, and even Haliburton over him, as far as being a leading guard. Can you speak to that a little bit?
You know, everyone knows how we feel about Trae Young over at Sports Talk 2319. You know, 5 years ago, really 6 years ago, Rashad spoke his name to the world, and we were called crazy. We were told that, you know, he's not an NBA player by several NBA executives and scouts. He would never make the league. He would never get drafted. You know, pro ball's just not his thing. He's entirely too small. But we go back to other small guards who have been successful in the league and have had great careers. Tyrone Muggsy Bogues, our guy, you know, one of the shortest, you know, athletes on the planet, you know, at 5'3". You know, you go back to Spud Webb, who was 5'5". Then, you know, you even go up, you know, my guy Earl Boykins, shout out to Eastern Michigan University, strong as an ox.
Earl Boykins.
But, you know, it is the thing with basketball, this stigma that we can't get over of small guards just don't belong in the league. But there have been tons of small guards that consistently outplay their bigger counterparts. Trae Young was given that opportunity, and he ran with it, completely ran with it. He is now one of the stars of the league. When LeBron retires, the league is going to rely on his skill set to sell what this league is. He's that great. He's global.
Yeah, I mean... and, you know, shout out to my coach, Muggsy Bogues. You know, he coached me when, you know, my last year in the season in the league, Charlotte. And, you know, I promise you, he was, you know, a little short guy, you know what I'm saying? Big heart, but he, you know, muscular. You know, I remember them doing a piece on him about how many pounds he lifted on his legs. It was probably like 400, 500 pounds. This guy was absolutely incredible. And so, you know, I see Trey. He's not gonna turn into a Muggsy Bogues, but, you know, you mentioned Earl Boykins, like, just a fantastic guard, like almost virtually unstoppable, you know, back in the day. And, you know, I just, you know, I hope they get over that stigma, you know, and it's probably something, you know, if it's something that started at the top, it's gonna take a long time, not so much a long time, but, you know, it takes time for it to kind of fizzle out. Cause once it goes upstairs and, you know, it's being talked about up there, then it's kind of, you know, you got it in the top ear. So now everybody's looking at it, picking it apart and everything like that. Trey's a fantastic player. You know, you can't penalize a guy for the, you know, for his frame, you know. But, you know, he could take a hit just like AI did, you know, and he probably gonna reign supreme like AI, you know, because his work ethic is as such. You know, Steph Curry is working his behind off in the offseason, but I'm watching Trey as well. And he, his workout is crazy too. You know, he inspired me to, like, do beach workouts with kids. And so it's like unmatched. And so kudos to him, you know, moving along. And, you know, this is burning. And you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. If you're just joining, you were talking about all of the topics in the WNBA, NBA, what's hot, what's not. We're just passing through the NBA. So welcome to the show. Coming up on the NBA, the WNBA. And in the WNBA 2, lots and lots of topics. Okay, like the resurgence. And I told you, the resurgence of Minnesota, I knew they weren't going to stay down and out. We talked about the coaching staff that they have over there. You know, just the all-star coaching staff. You know, they got fantastic coaching, Cheryl Reed. She's been coaching for a long time. You know, going to have to put the GOAT cap on her in a minute as far as coaching is concerned. And, you know, you got Dallas making waves out west. You know, if they can manage to keep themselves in the game and, you know, with the fighting and, you know, that's it. That comes with maturity. Yeah. But, you know, kudos to that coaching staff over there as well. You know, because they're doing a fantastic job. You know that's one of those teams that I want to work out anyway. And then you got Hot Atlanta, you know, with their exciting franchise. However, the Commissioner's Cup on the 15th with the Aces versus New York is the big ticket. Mm-hmm. It's the big ticket right now. And also, it's a bird's eye view into the playoffs. Okay? Because both of them neck and neck, they won. New York kind of gave them the business and sent the Aces a message last week.
Yeah.
Okay? Sent them a huge message last week. They beat each other during the season. Like I said, New York served the Aces up last week, you know, like they was playing in Wimbledon. And to me, it comes down to the defense, three-point shooting, defending the three, rebounding, 50-50 balls, getting to the free throw line, and controlling the tempo when it counts. That's going to be the battle. Now, New York having Vandersloot, that gives them a one-up on that in that department. So I'm over here already, like Michael Jackson with a bag of popcorn in a movie.
Oh, absolutely goody. I mean, both franchises are on pace for, of course, the best record that either franchise has ever had in the history of both of those franchises. So, you know, that says a lot about both organizations. It really does. But when it comes down to it, if you noticing what's going on with the series here, whoever has home court, they're dominating. It's weird. You know, can you kind of speak to, you know, what happens when you're at home and, you know, you got your comforts, you got your favorite restaurant you can go to, the routine. You know, not a lot of people get this, but when you travel, you're taken out of your routine. Same thing for basketball players. You wake up, you go to practice, you go to shoot around. And then, you know, you're like, all right, I'm in this strange new city, but I want to get my favorite meal to calm me down, to calm my nerves down. I don't want to go back to the hotel. You know, I want to venture out a little bit. Can you kind of speak to, you know, the mind of an athlete, what goes through on game day and you're away from home? Because that's key in this series.
Well, I can honestly tell you, the franchises that I played with, we were a away team. Okay, we were a away team. We were problem on the road. We had a better record on the road. We were more focused on the road. I was always, either way, I'm going to be focused at home or on away. But away, you get more focused. It's easier to be distracted when you're at home. Okay, because you got your family, you got friends, you got your favorite restaurants. You got things that could take you out of your element very easy. You know?
Yeah.
But real talk. No, you just got to get in your element, period. You got to stay ready at every moment. Yeah. Focus how you eat, how you sleep, how you drink. Elaborate on that a little bit. And some of the athletes that you trained, you know, and some of their mentalities when they were playing in games, or in series where, you know, you really got to man up, you know, injuries have, like, kind of go to the wayside. You got to focus. You might have like little knick-knack pains that have been, you know, aggravating you throughout the season. You know, there's so many different things that happen, so many elements. Players get hurt, you know, you're short, you know, the season is going long. You might be on the road for a while. It's really psychological. And the more mentally stable that you become, the more centered that you can stay, you know, listening to different tapes. And, you know, I listened to Edgar Cayce, and I did meditation And I started that when I was in Brazil, you know, when I was young. And I just listened to Edgar Cayce before the game and used a lot of imagery and calmed myself down and saw myself successful. And those things are important, and we can't forget about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I say the sentiment all the time, and people look at me crazy when I say sports is 80% mental, 20% physical. If you believe, you can definitely achieve. And that believe part, there's so many steps that you have to go through in order to prepare yourself mentally. And that's something that has kind of been taken out of context in our game. And I say our game because the game is global. On the men's and women's side of things, you know, I went to a couple of youth events this summer. Some of the camps I went to, you know, they really stress players' mental and mentality and really talk to the players about, you know, their mental state. Other camps I went to, it was just that we're going to roll out the basketballs and we just going to play. And, you know, those camp directors, I kind of went to them and said, hey, you know, you guys are not talking about the mental side of the game. And, you know, I kind of got funny looks. And I said, you know, let me spend some time with your kids, 20, 30 minutes to really dissect what that is. And, you know, it was well received by not only the kids, but the parents as well. Because as you know, it all starts at home. You know, what happens at home translates to the outside. And that even goes for professional athletes. You know, what you learned in college, who your college coach was, what you had to deal with from that point on to your professional career. All those things matter. If you don't have the right people in your circle, you know, we see it all the time. An athlete gets into trouble. You know, the funniest thing was I was watching Netflix the other day. My guy, Johnny Manziel, who was a star over at Texas A&M, but he flamed out very quickly in the NFL. And, you know, he said, hey, I wasn't really prepared for this. I wasn't ready for this, because everyone around him was, hey, fame, 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 money, money, money. And, you know, they didn't worry about him as an athlete and his mental state. And it caused him to, you know, flame out his career before it even began. So, you know, I say out to the parents that are out there listening, as well as those athletes that are listening to this current show, you know, get you a mental coach. You know, if you don't know who that is, you know, Google is your friend. You know, you can always reach out to, you know, myself on social media. I can point you in the right direction. I know a ton of mental health coaches. It's so important.
Absolutely. And that's a nice way to wrap it up, too. You know, give us a little something to take out here for the summer. I know you watched a lot of basketball this summer, you know, basketball tournaments, you know, a lot of kids getting watched, getting evaluated, getting picked over, you know, and talked about. Give me some advice for, you know, for some kids that they could take from the summertime to keep them focused and not get so nervous about whether a coach is going to come and get them. What are some things that they should be focusing on rather than just, you know, getting all heady about, oh, am somebody going to come watch me and give me a scholarship?
Yeah, absolutely. The rankings and things like that that you guys look at every day, they don't matter. That is somebody's opinion. You know what work you have put in this summer, last season leading into this summer. If you have put in the actual work that it takes to be successful in this game, someone will find you. Like we always say, Goody, you know, from our time in, you know, professional basketball, the NBA and the WNBA, they don't leave no stone unturned. You are an investment. You are getting $1 million, multi-million-dollar contract. They're going to ask everybody about you. So, you know, that part of the game, they're going to find you. If you can play, they're going to find you. You just got to play. You got to get out there and work and not worry about the rest of the other stuff that goes on. Work is the key, and do the basics. It all comes down to the fundamentals. My guy, Jamal Crawford, love him to death. Him and his family, awesome dude. A little while ago, he posted, you know, a workout that he was doing himself, getting ready for his pro-am that normally happens in, you know, the Seattle area in July. He was doing basic two-hand ball dribbling drill. And, you know, people tried to shame him on social media to say, you know, you're a pro. You know, why are you doing those little things? Because he said the basics are what got me to where I am today. The basics. It's not rocket science. It's basketball.
And you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind, and you're going to take it out of here with that one. My guy, Dominique Dunn, Dada Wilfred on here, just dropping nuggets to the people out there. Thanks for coming on the show. Go download a WNBA State of Mind on Spotify or on your podcast listening to platform. Thank you for coming on the show. Peace out. Sammy Sosa.